A search is taking place in County Louth for the body of a British intelligence officer abducted and murdered by the IRA almost 50 years ago. Captain Robert Nairac was taken away and shot after being confronted outside a pub near the village of Drumontee in South Armagh in May of 1977. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley is following developments. Conor, before we talk about what's been happening today, will you bring us back to 1977? Who was Robert Nairac and in what circumstances did he disappear?
Good afternoon, Rachel. Well, as you set out in the introduction there, Robert Nairac was a 29-year-old intelligence officer in the British Army. In May of 1977, he was on a tour of duty in Northern Ireland, based in the South Armagh area, one of several tours that he had done up until this point. He went to a pub called the Three Steps Inn, which is just outside the village of Drumontee in South Armagh. Now, the story goes that he was on an intelligence gathering operation. He went inside where he was posing as an on-the-run Republican from Belfast. He's reputed to have sang some Republican ballads as part of his cover, but it didn't seem to fool the locals. And as he left the pub, he was attacked outside. He was driven a short distance over the border into Ravensdale Forest, and he was shot dead. And then his body was taken away and secretly buried. I mean, there have been a huge amount of stories about Robert Nairac over the years, but nothing really to go on in terms of where his remains might be found. It's been a bit of an enduring mystery of the Troubles, really, until now, that is. And just a couple of days ago, the body set up to find the so-called disappeared. That's a group of 17 people who were abducted, murdered and secretly buried by Republicans during the Troubles, said it had credible information to work with, and as a result of that, they planned to begin a dig in this kind of South Armagh, North Louth area today.
Conor, what can you tell us about the site under excavation?
Well, the area of interest is north of Dundalk. It's really between Dundalk and the border itself. It's right on the border in an area called Fochart, for those who know this locality. We're told that it is on private farmland. The Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains, that's this body that whose work it is to try and find the bodies of the disappeared, are not telling us exactly where. Now, that's not what normally happens. Normally, the media are brought onto these sites on the first day of a dig. We're allowed to get some pictures, we do some interviews, and that's all part of the process, but not on this occasion. And the reason for that is we're told by the Independent Commission that both the landowner in this case and indeed the tenant farmer don't want any of the attendant publicity and, I suppose, the media on their ground, if you like, as would normally happen. We know that the information has been flowing into the Commission for some months now, probably longer than that, but they started doing some preparatory groundwork back in March, some ground survey and radar work. We know that the area of interest is a small area. It's four or five sites that have been identified of interest, fairly close together, a couple of hundred yards apart perhaps, and amounting to less than an acre in total. What's happening today, we're told, is that there are two diggers on site, beginning to slowly peel back the soil. And if they think they've found something or some evidence of disturbance in the soil, then what happens is the diggers stop and we move to hand excavation. Now, this whole area, Fochart, is an area of archaeological significance. It's the site of a 14th century battle here. And this whole area is dotted with protected sites. So there's likely to be both human remains and possibly items of historical significance in the ground. And it's because of that additional complication, if you like, that experts from the National Monument Service have been asked for their assistance if it is needed, as John Hill, in the course of the media conference that he gave a short time ago, went on to explain.
So the search has started this morning. In actual fact, we started back in probably January or February of this year researching the area. We undertook a survey of the area, which a geophysical survey, to provide us with more detail on the area that we wanted to be searching prior to any search commencing. So we're now in a position where we can commence the search, and we have this morning. Machines have been moved onto the site over the weekend, and we have archaeologists on site monitoring it this morning. It still requires the setting out, as we call it, where everything is marked with GPS for accuracy. So like all of the other searches, it will be undertaken in a painstaking manner. It will take as long as it takes. It's a relatively small area compared with a number of areas that we've searched before in other cases. And sadly, the most recent case, Columba McVeigh, where we were unsuccessful in finding him, we've undertaken a number of searches there. Overall, I think on that occasion, we've searched up to 26 acres. On this occasion, I only expect to be searching no more than 1 acre. And that actually comprises of 3 or 4 sections combined into that, that relatively small area.
John Hill there, who's the lead investigator with the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains. And our thanks to our correspondent Conor McCauley in County Louth this lunchtime.